everyone. This is Bella in the Bella booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. A pleasure to be here. As always, the song that's playing right now is Introduction by Nick Drake. Yeah, fun show lined up for the next hour. I hyped this up so much last week. I was like, I have this theme for next week. It's going to be so big. It's not happening again. I'm getting like ambitious. Like I want to do this theme justice, and I'm actually still going to not say what it is because I'm elusive. But it will come eventually. But I changed the theme for this show. Cause it's been a busy week. It's been a busy day. Big plans for this weekend. So yeah, I wanted to keep it simple, keep it light. It's a beautiful day outside. It's been beautiful these past 2 days, and that's kind of what this set is themed around. So I was inspired. I was walking yesterday in the sunshine and was thinking, oh, I'm walking so slowly. But you know what? I don't care because I'm enjoying the weather. And I realized that I hadn't had one of those walks in a long time because it's been so cold and I'm just focusing on getting to my destination. And it kind of reminded me, and I make a lot of sets that are very nostalgic for literally only me. But it reminded me of this kind of period in my life where I would just go on walks for hours and just listen to music. And it was kind of this weather. So walking to the studio today and walking in general around campus reminded me of this feeling of just sunshine. Is it going to last? I don't know. It's still March, so it can start snowing at any second. But, you know, let's revel in this while it's here. So a lot of these songs are from that era, and some are just things that remind me of that feeling, like this first song that actually came out today or sometime this week. It's a new release. Alice Phoebe Lou, awesome. This is her new song Shelter that I've been listening to all day, and it has this feeling. You'll hear it, you'll know it's awesome. All right, here is Shelter by Alice Phoebe Lou. Enjoy.
Sweet and full of care.
those were some songs. Let's talk about them because I love talking about the songs that I play. That last song was You're Not the Only One I Know by The Sundays. And before that was In Your Car by Free Cake for Every Creature. And then I talked about Alice Phoebe Lou. The Sundays, classic sunny sunshine summer song or artist band. That song specifically is awesome. And that entire album, Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic, is the best. And yeah, I remember it was recently that I was having a conversation with someone and they said they were talking about a band. I don't even remember what the band was. But they were talking about a band and they were like, yeah, they're kind of like the Sundays in this derogatory way. And I was like, hold on. The Sundays are awesome. I will die on this hill. That's great. And then, yeah, that was just a cute little song before that, In Your Car. It's cute. That entire album is just cute is the best way I can describe it. Okay. We're kind of veering from the sound that's been going on. The next track is a My Bloody Valentine album or song off of their album, Loveless. I mean, I don't really have anything to say. I mean, it's My Bloody Valentine, you know, the drill. And we'll play some more songs and then, yeah, but I'll shut up. So enjoy.
Yay. So she thought, well, my heart was on my sleeve. Honey, I cried too. You better believe it. Honey, my heart still beats for you, even though you don't feel it. Thank you.
Yeah, songs. That last song was the classic This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, Talking Heads off of Speaking in Tongues. I mean, that song is dedicated to Noah, my dear friend Noah, because I like the Talking Heads, but I think that Noah likes the Talking Heads so much that I just associate this song and Talking Heads with Noah. So, shout out to you. Miss you. I'm going to see you for lunch in about 2 hours. But anyways, before that was Still Beating Mac DeMarco. If you know me, I'm a big Mac DeMarco fan, and I wear that with a little bit of shame. I think he gets a bad rep for being like, for ruining indie. His songs are great, and Still Beating's good. Before that, oh wait, I already said that. I already talked about My Bloody Valentine. Those were two songs, I guess. Yeah. It's 11:30-ish. And it's time for the PSA. I picked one that was pretty pertinent to this theme. So I'm just going to read it out now. Public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T. You'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time, and that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I'm telling you guys, the power of walking outdoors is amazing. I feel like I take it for granted, the fact that on a college campus, you kind of have to walk a lot. Grew up in the suburbs, drove everywhere. I had a grocery store, maybe like a 10, 15 minute walk from my house, and I still drove there. And now I walk everywhere, and it's awesome. But my goal for the next few weeks is I want to go on more intentional walks. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm getting air because I'm walking to DeWick. But It's different when you're just walking to walk. It's nice. Okay. Yeah, it's the PSA plus my own thoughts. This next song. Okay. I usually have reservations on playing multiple songs in different, or the same song in different shows. But with this song, I just simply do not care because, as many of you know, I deem it as the perfect song. I think it's the perfect song. And it perfectly fits this theme, so I couldn't ignore it. This is Simulation Swarm by Big Thief. Yeah, enjoy.
I tried to tell you, I didn't know how to stay. You believe she can see through, cutting at the silent clay. A relief, back in deep blue, fettered in the magnet sun. Eat the gun as it feeds you, spitting up the oxygen once again. Once again, empty horses. Courses, shadows on the moonlit floor, on my stars, winged creatures. swallows in the windless field, very thin, with your mother, tall as a pale green tree, very wild, bright as winter, rising with a prism key, any child to deliver, taken with the blood and vine is the first little angel. Oh.
Frank Lloyd Wright. I can't believe your song is gone so soon. I barely learned the tune so soon. So soon I'll remember Frank Lloyd Wright, all of the nights we'd harmonize till dawn. I never laughed so long, so long. So long. Architects make a man, architects make a when. Never change your point of view. When I run dry, I stop a while and think of you.
I just want to quickly talk about that song because I know a weird amount of history on it. I found it, I guess I heard of it before, but I listened to it while I was taking art history in high school. And we were learning about architecture, and I sent it to my art history teacher. And I was like, this song's so cute and funny, right? Frank Lloyd Wright, awesome architect. And he was like, this is the most boring song I've ever heard. And I was broken and hurt because I loved it. And fun fact, it was written by Paul Simon, knew nothing about Frank Lloyd Wright. It was actually an homage kind of to Garfunkel, to Art, because he went to architecture school and he was leaving him. And Art Garfunkel sings like the majority of the song, and he had no idea that it was about Paul Simon breaking up the duo, which is so sad to me, but I don't know, it's cute. Hannah's Son by Lamelda was before that, and that's just a nice, cute song. And now we're gonna play some more nice, cute songs. This next song is Walls, number 3, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I heard this covered at a concert that I cannot remember, but it was fun, and I listened to it a lot that month, so here's that song. All right.
Thank you. Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks. Some doors are open, some roads are blocked. And sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. All around your island, there's a barricade out the danger, holes in the pain. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
No, no.
Some things are over, some things go on. Part of me you carry, and part of me is gone. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. You got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
Thank you.
Thank you. nothing for good. Turn and run at the mean dogs chasing you. Stand alone and misunderstood. Now that I've worn out the world, I'm on my knees in fascination, looking through the night. And the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting
We played some fun songs. Before this was Sam Phillips Reflecting Light from the Gilmore Girls soundtrack, Goes Off. Before that was Storm and Summer by Skullcrusher, and then Par 5 by Kitty Craft. Thank you so much for tuning in on this lovely Friday. Next up, Post Adolescence Glow. Stay tuned for some awesome music. This is Bella in the Bella Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day, and